What comes out of my mouth counts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What comes out of my mouth counts. No matter what thoughts I think, no matter what ideas come into my consciousness, when I speak my word, I give them power and I bring them out into the world. I shine them out into the world and I say to the world, listen, here are my thoughts. Here are my ideas. Here is the way I think about things. This is where I stand on these issues. This is who I am. The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, these are acceptable in my sight. These are acceptable in my world. Can I ever afford to say an unkind word about myself? Can I ever afford to say an unkind word about anyone else in the world? Can I ever afford to be unkind in any way by my voice? Can I ever allow myself to sing a song that does not reflect the purity and the goodness of my heart? Can I ever allow myself to be in any way contrary to what my fondest dream for myself is? And the answer, of course, is no. I do not have permission from the law of cause and effect. I do not have permission from principle to speak one way and expect something different. I do not have permission from the universal allness to say, I like me, and then the next moment to say, I do not like me. Because the universal allness will say, well, where is the importance? Where is the impression? How is he speaking this word? Is he saying, I like me, sort of not lackadaisical and without any belief in it? And then you say, I hate me, I hate me. Oh, I hate that, I hate that. Oh, what's so terrible? And all the energy and all the vituperation and all the anxiety that we put into some phrases that we say, that I put into some phrases that I say, and how ugly they are and how unkind they are. And yet, I can say with equal joy and magnificence, I like me. This is a wonderful world. I see everyone in this world filled with joy and peace and harmony. I see this world at peace now. I see this world peace now. I see this world, there is now peace on earth, and it started with me. It began with me. It began with my thoughts. There is now good health for all human beings, for all creatures living on the face of the earth. Right now, all are living their original purity and integrity, their ideal purpose for being here. And their ideal purpose for being here is to be whole and perfect and to be wonderful. Yes, when I speak with those words, I empower the universal allness to express itself that way. Now, we go back to the old hat here. Everything exists. Unhappiness exists and happiness exists. They exist not together. They just exist. They exist because they are. And now, if I want to give them attention, then they exist for me. If I do not want to give them attention, then they do not exist for me. Only what exists for me is what I give attention. Only what exists for me is what I speak about in my own voice, in my own heart. What comes out of my mouth counts. Because what comes out of my mouth, that is who I am. I have to be so very careful, so very sincere about whatever I do. And when I say to a person, you're wonderful, you're so thoughtful, you're so kind, it's because I am thoughtful, kind, and wonderful that I can recognize in them being thoughtful, kind, and wonderful. Now, you would think that since that is the truth, and that is my reality, that that is what I would want to do every single moment of my life. We teach little children, I will not be a bad boy, I will not be a bad boy, I will not be a bad boy. And he writes this 100 times on the blackboard. And do you think that has any effect? None whatsoever. He will be more creative as a bad boy because he is emphasizing the bad boy. If he were to write, I am a good boy, I am a loving child, I am a thoughtful boy, whatever positive phrase we want him to write, but I'm a good boy, I'm a good boy. And the more we emphasize that, the more we say it, even though the appearance may not be there, and this is oftentimes the case, even though the appearance may not be there, when the child says, I am a good boy, I am a good boy, I am a good boy, and he keeps saying that, he cannot do anything other than be a good boy at all times. He cannot keep saying one thing and saying it again and again and again without reaping the harvest of what he is saying. You and I are the same way, of course. What comes out of our mouth, it counts. Every word that comes out of our mouth brings about the results we want. Every word that comes out of our mouth brings about the results we want. People call our prayer healing ministry, and they ask the worldwide healing ministry for treatment for some condition in their life. And they say, I would have a whole and perfect body. And we say, wonderful. They would say, I don't want this broken leg. We'd say, oh, okay, have another broken leg. And you say, stupid, stupid. No, no. The words in my mouth count. If I'm going to talk about broken legs, those are the experiences I'll have. If I'm going to talk about whole and perfect legs, being whole and perfect in every whit, then that is what I will be, that's what I am, and that's what I will experience. For I know the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are the reality in my life. They are the response of my life to whatever exists. Now, the hard thing for us to remind ourselves of and believe in is that the good exists and the bad exists. Well, that shouldn't be so hard to believe. We know that the good exists and the bad exists. Now, why is it we have good in our life, or why is it we have bad in our life? We have good in our life because we're thinking good, we're talking good, we're living good. Why do we have bad in our life? Because we give that the attention of our thought, that the attention of our words. Now, what would any normal, wonderful, beautiful human being do if would he choose to take something good or something bad? Something that is known to be bad and something that's known to be good, which would you take? Would you take that which is good, that which is desirable, that which is beautiful, that which is beneficial? Or would you take that which is bad, that which is harmful, that which is evil, that which is not beneficial? Which would you take? Well, you say anyone in their right mind would certainly take that which is good. Yes, and that's the point. Anyone in their right mind. Now, how do we get into our right mind? How do we express our right mind? How do we live our right mind? How do we reveal our right mind in all things that we do? How do we go into that aspect of our being and express our right mind? Yes, our right mind. What an interesting phrase to use, isn't it? How do we live our right mind? We live our right mind by choosing those things that are beneficial to us and then paying our attention to it. Choosing those things that are harmonious for us and giving our attention to it. Choosing those things that are uplifting, those things that are joy to our heart and giving them our attention. You say, well, that's what I do all the time. No, you don't. I do not. If I did that all the time, every single moment of my life would be filled with happiness and joy and peace and harmony and right action and love and truth and that which is for my highest and best. If I turned every moment of my thought to being a happy person, to being a loving person, to being a joy-filled person, if I did that, I would be that. A musician is not a good musician because he doesn't think about music. It's because he thinks about music. An artist is a good artist because he applies his talent to art, and he brings forth what he feels are beautiful, desirable objects. Yes, it's true. We look at some artists today who come out with some very strange-looking art, and we call it new art and so forth, and we empower it. And it's not really art. It's just a matter of scribbling, scratching. Is it the finest, the highest? Is it the ideal idea of a house, the ideal idea of a man, of a car, of a dog, a cat, an animal, of anything? If it's not, then it is bad. If it's not, it is not expressing the highest and best of that possibility. An artist is only a fantastic artist when he returns to the original purity and integrity of that which he is revealing. True, an artist may paint a tree. He may be standing at the edge of the forest, and in the forest are thousands of trees, and he chooses one tree to concentrate on. And he brings that tree to life. He brings that tree to life with all of its beauty, with all of its bark and all of its leaves and branches and trunk and so forth. And you look at it and you say, oh, what a lovely tree. Or you look at it and say, what an ugly tree. He has found the wormholes in it. He has found the imperfections in it. He has found that which is not true. And you say, well, it's a realistic tree. Well, is that the kind of realistic life that you want? Is that the kind of realistic life that you think is important to bring about again and again and again in your life? What comes out of my mouth counts. What comes out of my painting, my artistry, my music? When the music comes out and it's not really something beneficial, we say it is garish, it is loud, it is not beneficial. And why do we do that? We do that because it is not the original purity and integrity of the music. You're saying, well, Herb, you know, you're going against what a lot of the world is today. A lot of the world is this very interesting music, and the music, it keeps changing. And every generation, their parents say, what is that terrible music you're playing? And then the next generations have their terrible music. Was the music of Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and the rest of these people garish? Was it evil? Well, all of Bach's music, as great a composer as he may have been, is not always what we want. It's heavy. It's sonorous. It is not uplifting. And we say, well, it's beautiful music. Well, is it the kind of music we want to lift our hearts to heaven, or do we want to slide down to hell with it? What do we want to do? Do we want to lift our hearts to heaven with our words, with our thoughts, with our beautiful, original purity and integrity thoughts, thoughts that lead us to our highest and best? Or do we want to play in the mud and play in the dirt, play in that which is not beneficial to us? What do we want to do? We have the freedom of choice to play in any way that we wish. We have the freedom of choice to be in any way that we wish. We have the freedom of choice to live in heaven or to live in hell. And there is no in-between. For if we're living in heaven, all of our words are beautiful, uplifting, and glorious. If we're living in hell, we are living in that which is despondent, that which is tearing away all the fabric of goodness of life. You say, well, Herb, it's not black and white like that. And yes, it is. It's either true or it's false. There is no in-between. And people will have you think that there is an in-between. People will have you think that there is another way of looking at things. Well, yes, Your highest and best will always be your highest and best. Your lowest and worst will always be your lowest and worst. And anything in between is not there. There's no white lie. There's no halfway. There's only all the way. The words of my mouth must always be the reflection of my original purity and integrity. The words of my mouth must always count on who and what I am. Anyone listening to my words knows the type of person I am. Anyone listening to my words know the type of being I am. And oftentimes people say of me that I am so tough, that I am so hard, that I am so cold. And I ask, where am I cold? Well, be a little warm. Accept their failures, accept their imperfections, accept their life, and accept your own. And I say, no. I can only say, I seek that which is my highest and best all the time. I seek that which is the truth about me all the time. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the time. I walk the pathway of peace all the time. Well, Herb, sometimes you stumble, sometimes you make a mistake. Should that happen, I get up and go back on the perfect path right away. I don't stay stumbling. Why would I stumble? Because I have a tendency to listen to the world around me that might be reflecting some of the unhappiness that they have in their hearts. If I listen to the world of illness, the world of war, the world of conflict, the world of disagreement, if I listen to those things, I will not be a beneficial person. For only when my heart is true, and only when my words are true, and only when my joy is fulfilled, is my life revealed in its most magnificent way. And this is the way that I choose to live my life. Though I might stumble along occasionally, my direction is clear, my choice is clear, my desire is clear, and I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm like the little boy who writes on the board, I am a good boy, I am a good boy, I am a good boy. And though I may be struggling with being a good boy and learning how to be a good boy and living in a world where there are good boys and bad boys and I'm always making the choice of being a good boy, I do make that choice. Because I do say to myself that the words that come out of my mouth count. What comes out of my mouth counts. And I realize this. What comes out of my heart counts. What comes out of my soul counts. What comes out of me counts. And really, that's all that matters. And I live my life in that harmony, in that peace, in that love, in that joy, in that wonder, in that magic, because that's who I am. Join me in this very interesting way to live and find out just how much fun it is to live life like that. Because when you live life like that, you'll find out that it's really worth living. It's really worth walking that perfect, narrow, beautiful path that says, I walk the line of truth. Many songs, walking the line, walking the truth. That is always our choice. That's always our direction. And that's always the way we go. Join me on that way today. And delight with me in you, how wonderful you really are. I love you. I love you. I love you.